It is a huge media event and will continue to be a huge media event for some time. The interview broadcast last night, apparently significantly edited from the full length of the interview, and then on the morning shows in the US this morning, further titbits were coming out as Oprah was interviewed. The interview that she did with Meghan Markle, and then she was joined by Harry. And some of the dynamite, I suppose, Meghan saying that there were conversations within the family relayed to her by Harry about how dark Archie's skin might be when he was born. Nobody, neither Harry nor Meghan, prepared to say who this was, the royal who raised the colour, the potentiality of a dark-skinned member of the royal family, but did say it was neither the Queen nor Prince Philip. Meghan also revealing to Oprah that she had suicidal thoughts and, quote, just didn't want to be alive anymore. Harry saying he had no idea what to do, went to a very dark place as well. I didn't have anywhere and anyone to turn to, financially, literally cut off, which is why the couple have struck deals with Netflix and Spotify so they can afford security. Richard Fitzwilliams is a royal commentator joining us from the UK. Richard, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I suppose, you know, there are as many responses in the UK as there are people in the UK. But how would you describe the, I don't know, what people are saying in the immediate aftermath of finding out what was in the interview?
Well, of course, they saw the full interview in the United States. Seen our extracts. The extracts are absolutely sensational. I mean, it's like some form of rocket fired across transatlantic time zones. I mean, no one believed that anything like this would be on the cards. I do think that it was expected that it would be quite sensational because we know Oprah, the world's top chat show host, has this truly remarkable way of bringing out details for her guests. But when it comes to some of the bombshells you referred to, a member of the royal family supposedly saying that about Archie's skin color, and then the fact that Meghan apparently was so low an ebb that she was thinking of suicide and so on. I mean, it's almost as though Diana and some of the issues she raised were being, so to speak, exhumed, because it is quite extraordinary to have seen some of these excerpts. I mean, there's no question whatsoever that it was somewhat of a shock. Prince Charles has taken a back seat in the months that, well, we've had Meghan and Harry stepping back only to step down as senior working royals, and what are the rumours that preceded it, and then subsequently them moving to California. But here he comes under attack for having been through a great deal himself, but not being sympathetic. And indeed, Harry and he don't speak and haven't, it seems, for some time. It's confirmed, which we knew already, that he and William are on different paths. There is a different account of a particularly unfortunate incident between Meghan and Kate regarding Kate's daughter's bridesmaid's gown dress before the wedding. This sort of thing. We haven't seen the whole thing, in fact.
Richard, what's your sense of the level of credibility? And, you know, I mean, again, I'm asking you the impossible because people are going to have different views. But, I mean, how many people are just going, wow, we believe that, versus the response that we've had from Piers Morgan, which is she should be getting an Academy Award for this wonderful acting that she's putting on. Obviously, don't believe a single thing. Obviously, there'll be a lot of people that are somewhere in between, either closer to Piers Morgan or closer to those who say, I believe it absolutely, how horrible it is. But where would the preponderance of British opinion lie at the moment, do you think?
I would have thought, I will wait until the polls tomorrow, because I think younger people and persons of colour will respond to what she's saying. I think those who feel firstly, the timing of this interview is very unfortunate, because with Commonwealth Day yesterday and the Queen giving a broadcast, as we know, Prince Philip, 99, has been and still is ill in hospital. There's no doubt at all that it has been a difficult time for the royal family, with last year the split of Harry and Meghan having been preceded by Andrew. So it is somewhat weakened. The Queen has been a splendid symbol during the pandemic, and the other senior royals have pulled their weight well. But so far as actual belief is concerned, I do think that this is an interview. This is primarily aimed at the United States and at the wider world. They have an amazing brand. They want to enhance it, enrich it. She is a very, very plausible talker. I mean, regarding believing it all, this business about him having a title or being a prince, I mean, he would have had an honorary title of an earldom. But the current laws are that if Charles, or when Charles ascends the throne, Archie would be an HRH. So he could have been, had they wished him to be, they said they wished him to be normal, Earl of Dunbarton, and therefore her point about the title is decidedly strange with reference to some of the other comments that she's made. And for example, this business of leaving home twice in 4 months, and because of the press would stalk her, so members of the family wanted to stay in, that sort of thing. Reports of other accusations of racism, apparently, in the interview. I haven't, as I say, seen it. We've actually seen extracts. Those extracts are absolute dynamite. And they paint, or attempt to paint, a family that hasn't changed much since Diana's day. And from that point of view, this is going to be sensational for quite some time.
Richard Fitzwilliams, Royal Commentator on the line to us from the UK.